Okay, just say it as clear as you can. It's time for the James Whale Radio Show.
It's time for the James Whale Radio Show.
That's perfect. Thanks very much.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed, Jim Blair. Now, if you would like to do an introduction to the program, me and Robbo here are always looking for new talent.
We are.
And who knows, we sign you up to our new broadcasting agency, and who knows, you could be the radio stars of the future. So if you'd like to do as Jim Blair did, well done, Jim. We can use them forever. Send them in to us. Rob will tell you how.
Yeah, it's really easy. Just record your opening sequence on your phone or your computer. Email me, and the address is jamesworldradio@gmail.com. So mark it for attention of Rob. Include the MP3 file or whatever format you've recorded it in. I'll have a listen. If it's really bad, we'll play it anyway, so don't worry about it. So get sending them in.
jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Yep. Email, not email jamesworldradio@gmail.com. Anyway, hello, welcome to the program. We live in interesting, diverse, and rather dangerous times. And a little light relief spread amongst the angst of political correctness all over the place. Fanatical religious people of whatever sort of religion, Muslims, Christians, and any other sort of religions, are banned from listening to this program. Right. Have they turned off? Good. Because we don't. I don't enjoy it. Your faith, your belief, your soul is entirely up to you. And if you're lucky enough to believe that you know the really true answer, that's fantastic. My advice is don't tell anybody else. Otherwise, wherever you're going could get very crowded.
True. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I've got that out of the way. We do live in dangerous times, and nobody seems to be talking much about it. You know, everybody's talking about the budget, but the budget did what the budget does, and we'll all end up paying for it anyway, seeing we're leaving the European Union. Michael Heseltine sacked as a government advisor. That's a bit strange, really, because he's probably got more experience in government and life than most of the people going. But still, there we are. That's it. You get old and you just get disregarded and kicked onto the scrap heap. I'll tell you what I want to talk about. It just came to me. I was going to do Wales Mail. Do that in a moment. By the way, check out the website. There's, get a copy of the fabulous autobiography by that celebrity broadcaster, James Whale. Some people haven't heard about him. Other people have all kinds of views of him. Love, hate, it's all there. And you can get a copy by going to the website jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Now, let's look at the evidence of the progress of mankind.
Right.
All right, are you with me here?
I'm always with you.
Right. Let's suppose there is some kind of governing deity out there somewhere outside the universe, I don't know, wherever, who looks down upon all the planets and all the civilizations, of which there may be millions, we don't know, possibly never will know, and thinks, what does this deity think to themselves?
Does my bum look big in this?
Yeah. Well, probably something along that line. Or, I've given those people on Earth the wherewithal to improve mankind. And what do? Waste it. I mean, here we are with medical technology where we could... And go with me on this. It just came to me in my sleep the other night, so I'm just telling you I had a dream. I had a dream. And this is what came out of it. We can... By genetically engineering now, we can produce almost the perfect human being. Is that right?
That is true, yes.
But because of some people's rather dubious morals and religious ethics, that's never really reached its full potential. Is that right?
So far, yes.
Yeah. So we could have perhaps, we could have developed mankind to a state where they don't want to fight, they don't want to war, they don't want to get ill anymore. We could actually have transcended by the science that we have, wherever that came from, by the knowledge, that's a better word, by the knowledge that mankind has now, we probably could have eradicated most diseases, probably could have eradicated most of the negative thoughts that mankind has, probably we could have generated human beings that lived in a more utopian way.
Breed out aggression.
Breed out the badness of mankind. Breed out the repugnance. Breed out the... breed out the aggression, the, you know, just breed out. I was tempted to say the Jeremy Kyle audience, but that would be just facile, and I'm trying to make a more serious point. So, here we are. We can now produce human beings, and we've done it for other species. We can produce mankind into a far better, more harmonious creature. We could do it now. We are stopped by doing it by people's so-called moral code and their religious ethics and all these people who complain about abortion and they complain about genetic engineering and they complain about, you know, doctors doing too much because it could end up that insurance companies are going to... Do you know what I mean? I mean, there are so many arguments.
Yeah, it would be bad, I suppose, if we all lived too long.
Right. Now, lots of people think that there will be a utopia somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that utopia is here. Maybe whoever created the universe, you can call that God, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it Allah, you could call it, I don't know, whatever. You could just call it nature, or you could just call it, you could just call it progression. You could call it advancement. I don't know, I don't mind what you call it. But maybe mankind has been given all these tools to do this and is supposed to be doing it.
Yeah, that's a thought.
We're just hanging back. We're being kept back from reaching our full potential.
We must be only a few generations away from that, though.
Yeah. We could pick out the best human beings and have them all cloned. You and I obviously wouldn't exist if this was going on now, before anybody else throws that in. But it just occurred to me that maybe what we were supposed to reach and what all these people talk about, you know, when mankind behaves in a more civilized way and everything, we could have achieved this.
I'm not happy about the fact that me and you are not going to be on the planet.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter because me and you are here.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. So, you know, you don't have to worry about that. No. Now, am I completely stupid? Are these ideas completely wrong? Those people who are complaining about, you know, the furtherance of medical science, which is now going to generate whether you can have a boy or a girl, which, you know, we need to keep the species going, obviously, but you can do that in different ways to the just rather boring and, well, I mean, I wouldn't want to be a woman carrying another human being inside me for 9 months, 8 months, however long it goes.
No, I don't think you would, no.
Would you?
No, I don't want you to be carrying a baby, no.
Would you want to have a baby?
I've got one. Well, I had one, but not
no.
My...
No, would you want to be the physical... You know what I'm talking about.
No.
So we probably have advanced to being able to have children outside the womb anyway, haven't we?
Well, isn't that test tube babies?
Yeah, sort of thing. I mean, what I'm trying to get at is man holding man's evolution back because of misguided ideas from those people who've got an imaginary friend who think that they'd be stepping in and doing what their imaginary friend should be doing.
It's almost like the religion of Frankenstein.
It is, isn't it?
Hmm.
I mean, I think we're more advanced than Frankenstein was.
Well, he was in the early days, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I don't think that, you know, I think, and it wouldn't actually be, it would be that we would be helping to improve mankind.
Yeah.
But we wouldn't, because we can't do it. But what I'm throwing this out there for discussion, and people say, well, that's what all dictators... You know, we can now. We have the wherewithal to grow body parts, don't we?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we do. We can grow, you know, and we're being held back by people saying, oh, no, you can't... you can't experiment on cells that could turn into another human being. You know, people get very upset when anybody wishes to have an abortion. Some people do anyway, because a baby may be born damaged in some way. I mean, it should be up to individuals to make their choices. Nobody should be forced to do anything they don't want to do. I put that in there as a caveat. But I'm just saying, are we holding back the evolution of mankind? Which moves me on to a discussion I was having on Talk Radio on my program. Did I tell you I've got a show on Talk Radio?
I think he mumbled something a few weeks ago.
Ash, who sits there on the sofa, not a producer, not a tech op, not really sure what he does, but he sits there during the show, and I had this discussion about, you know, the whole story about the zoo in Cumbria. You're familiar with that, Robert, aren't you?
Yes, lots of animals dying, apparently, there.
Yeah, lots of animals dying from not being looked after. And whenever I've walked past London Zoo, and if you walk past London Zoo, you can quite often get a glimpse of elephants, and you can see the heads and necks of giraffes, and you can see it. And they're all incarcerated in there. And one thing that my time in the Big Brother house made me realise, that being incarcerated in a place you can never get out of is not much fun.
No, I don't think so. No, definitely not.
You know, it really is not much fun at all. So that led me on, and lots of people said we should close down zoos. And I agree with that. I don't see the necessity for the zoo. I am concerned, by the way. Here's another slight caveat. It's a good word, isn't it, really?
It is a good word. Yeah. Handy.
What do we do with the animals in the zoo? So they can't be put back into the wild. Most of them wouldn't know what the wild was, and a lot of them wouldn't be able to cope. So we have to look after those animals that have been bred in captivity until they reach the end of their lives. They have to be looked after, and they have to be good at, given a really good life. And I'm sure we could do that, right?
Yes.
And if you look at zoos around the world and the way some people keep other species, it is disgusting and despicable. And that's why, and you know, certain religions look down on other species. I'm not going to name the religions. You know who you are. Because I actually think, you know, every species needs to be treated with more dignity than lots of religious people think. But there we are. So this is the discussion I was having on Talk Radio the other day, and it's left me thinking. I've had lots of emails and people tweet their thoughts. And here's one for you.
Okay.
Why are we keeping all these species going? What benefit is to man? And I love elephants and whales and all. But in the sea, forget the sea, because the sea is still virtually wild and untapped. We only know, is it what 1% of the ocean can do? Of course, if we carry on the way we are, we'll probably poison it and poison ourselves. But there we are. That could be evolution. It's entirely up to mankind. Or not, as the case may be. Why do we need to save all the species? Why do we need elephants in the wild? Why do we need giraffes and bears? Why do we need, I don't know, kangaroos? Why do we need all, not the kangaroos are, but all these animals that are under threat? You know, if they've reached the end of their allotted existence, why don't we just allow them to go? Why are we interfering with animals when we're not prepared to interfere with humans?
That is a good point, I suppose. Let me think.
No time to think. Just give me your first thoughts. Why do we do it? Why do people want to keep, animals that have roamed the earth for many years? Would we have kept the dinosaurs? Well, we probably would. People probably be going mad. Yeah, well, you're going to make the dinosaur extinct. You can't do that.
I think we would have kept the dinosaurs. We would have shipped them all to a big island somewhere, opened a big theme park.
You've been watching too many movies.
I suppose if we've interfered with the habitat of certain animals, then we should do everything we can to prolong the life and put things right. And the ones that we've not interfered with, that are just destroying each other in nature, we leave alone.
Well, why? If we've interfered, then maybe that is the future. Maybe mankind has to evolve. And maybe one of the ways mankind evolves, or any other species evolves, is they become more prominent than the others, and others die out, and rises to the surface.
Yeah, but in 100,000 years' time, maybe we'd need an elephant.
Well, in 100,000 years' time, if we needed an elephant, maybe we'd be clever enough to actually resurrect one. But maybe in 100,000 years' time, there was something else stalking the continents of this world that was different to an elephant. Maybe human beings in 100,000 years' time would not be here. They would have evolved themselves out of existence, and something else would have taken over.
Don't all the living things sort of interact with each other, like they need each other to survive?
In what way?
When one animal cleans another animal's wax out of his ears, and then it flies away, and that wax becomes food for another animal. And if we get rid of that animal, then we could have a situation where animals start dying out like a big chain reaction.
I'm not talking about us going out and physically getting rid of other animals, although that is what happens when one species becomes more dominant than another.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, but then that's what happens in the wild.
Yeah, so if
some species kill off other species, yeah, and then other species come along, and we get new species that develop. Oh, the original horse was the size of a dog. It's disappeared. Mm. Things improve. And a lot of people are now saying, of course, oh, we can't do this, we can't interfere. That would be like us behaving like a god. Well, we don't know what God is, if there is a God. Some people think they do, but the majority really don't in their heart of hearts. Maybe God is nature. Maybe it is evolution. And maybe what we have done, mankind, is we've held back our own evolution. Because we do, unfortunately, we've got this thing in our heads that a few years back it was much better, wasn't it? Well, no, it wasn't. Blatantly, it wasn't. We didn't have computers and mobile phones and all the things that make life easy to live now. We didn't have. We had a different existence. We have moved on. But the whole point of this conversation, I go back to the beginning, is we could have moved on a lot further.
Yeah.
If we'd been allowed to, if we'd been able to. I'm absolutely sure there must be a cloned human being on the planet somewhere. Whether that's the answer or some other, you know, whether we could have genetically engineered out, and we are beginning to, some of the really bad diseases. There will be cures for cancer, I am absolutely convinced, and dementia in the next 10 years or so. But, you know, maybe we could have gone further. Maybe that could have happened now. Maybe those people who were born with impediments, and then we'll get lots of people getting very upset about this, but maybe mankind would have been different and more advanced than they are now. You're not allowed to say mankind, are you? Humankind.
Yes, you can't say mankind, no.
Yeah. So anyway, those are my thoughts, and I'd like to hear anybody who's got any thoughts on any of that. Get in touch. You can do that. You could tweet us. You can email us at jameswhaleradio@email.
Email?
No, do that again. Do the address again, because I get excited. Yeah. You can get in touch with us at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
That's right.
Yeah. And go to the website. You can find us through there. We're on Facebook and everything else as well, aren't we?
We are indeed. We're on Facebook. We're everywhere, really.
I got everywhere, man. Never trouble or care, man. Yeah. Okay, so let's have a bit of music. Now, this is a band called Sea Foam Green. Now, that has to be one of the most ridiculous names of any band I have ever heard. I tell you what, I think we should get them on in the next week or so and ask them who came up with the name.
They should have called themselves Contaminated Seafoam.
Yeah, Seafoam Green. What's it called?
The track is called Down the River.
Right, Seafoam Green and Down the River. See, what do you think of this? There we are. That's Seafoam Green. I still, well, it's not, that's interesting. And if you would like to be on the air on the James Whale Radio Show podcast featuring Robbo, Rob will tell you how to get it to us.
Yeah, you can email me at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com and include the MP3 and permission to play. Doesn't have to be good. We'll play it anyway.
Good. Well, if it's got a name like Seafoam Green, yeah, let us know.
It stands out.
Now, Whale's Mail, they come flooding in, and Rob tries to protect me from all the nasty ones, which is a bit of a... Why do you do that?
I have to work with you. When you're grumpy, you're a nightmare.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Right, today, Colin from Geelong.
Yeah.
Isn't that Australia?
It is, yes.
I thought we banned Australians.
Well, this one seems to be a listener.
Yeah. Well, didn't we have the one-time mayor of Geelong on the programme, didn't we?
We did, yes.
Okay, this one says, James, what the hell are you dealing with? Basically, you left Rob in the lurch in front of the James Whale Show due to this Doris business. Rob done good job, by the way. Oh, illiterate Australians. Pay Rob what the beep he's due and stop beeping, bunking off, you pillock. Is that the best they can do? What did you do while I was away?
I talked about Doris. I do get paid. I get ample jelly tots.
Yeah, he's on a jelly tot contract. What else we got here? Jill Griffiths Ramadan. Dear Mr. Whale, I've just finished listening to your programme. Why do ridiculous people say that sex education should be taught by the parents? My parents didn't talk to me about it. They were too embarrassed to do so. Absolutely right. I wouldn't have wanted my parents to talk to me about it, to be honest. I've got two children, 21 and 11. It's a big gap, isn't it? Anyway, both know more about it than I did at their age. I'm Catholic. My husband is a Muslim. We agreed to explain at an early age. My younger son asked at the mosque and had it explained. My oldest asked the priest and was confused. The Catholic Church needs to rethink its entire attitude. Their views are out of date. My other half has told both boys to always use contraception until you want children. My youngest son, who has listened to your show, says that for an adult, you talk a lot of sense. And why can't more adults be like you? Do you know, I thought the same thing myself. Give my best to your children. Please keep up your education of this country, as no one else seems willing to do so. Thank you, Jill. Griffiths Ramadan. A Catholic and a Muslim family, that is the way forward, isn't it? That is the way forward. It reminds me of the Blue Mink song, Melting Pot, which is what they said we should aspire to in the future, that there would be a world of coffee-coloured people by the score, which was a line from the song. There are other lines that today, in our politically correct society, would not be good for me to mention. Right. I think it's probably time for you to do tech talk.
Tech talk. There's not really much happening in tech.
Oh, for goodness sake. I seem to be talking non-stop.
Well, you've heard about the WikiLeaks thing.
Yeah.
The big thing.
Do you know that Mr. Assange, Julian Assange, he's still in the embassy?
Yeah. He's a slippery Assange, isn't he?
Well, I mean, he's, what, 5 years in there now?
I think we've given up watching him, though.
Well, there's a policeman stationed on the corner all the time, but, I mean, if you'd done a really bad, horrendous crime and got 10-year prison sentence, you'd be out now.
Yeah, but he's having pizzas delivered and all sorts, isn't he?
Well, he's just had 5 years of his life where he's been in... I don't understand it. I really don't understand it.
He's got Wi-Fi. What else do you need?
Yeah.
So all the big tech companies are reacting to the news. Samsung TVs, apparently they switch your microphone on and listen to your conversations in your living room. Some Apple phones have been monitored. But most of these things have been patched already, so nothing to worry about.
What do you mean they've been patched?
Well, in the latest updates from Apple, for example, all the holes that were reported have now been filled.
Are you sure?
No, obviously not. There'll be other holes.
Because no. We've put a cover over the cameras on our computers. so yeah. nobody can see.
Yeah, I work in a computer shop, and you would be surprised at the amount of laptops that I get in that have sticky plasters over the camera.
Really?
Yeah, there are people are obsessed, mostly from other countries. The UK population doesn't seem to care.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of foreign students here, and all their cameras are covered.
Really?
Hmm.
I think perhaps we should think about this very seriously.
Well, we always cover our cameras.
Yeah. Well, we do.
Well, I think that's...
Maybe you should consider it. I mean, you could be... I often wonder if somebody's watching me while I'm watching TV, but I don't have a smart television.
Yeah, always so get a dumb not. TV.
Sorry?
Always get a dumb TV.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, I must get a new television. Mine's on its last legs.
Yeah, we'll just put a
drill. You get coloured TVs now, apparently.
Colour and also tellies that have volume controls on them.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Oh, I'll have to look at that. Anyway, right. Okay, so films?
Films. I saw a film called Fences.
Yeah. Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, well...
Bit like watching paint dry.
It's got Denzel Washington in it.
Oh, right. You like him, don't you?
Yeah, he's all right. He was directed by Denzel Washington, and on the IMDb website, he got some like 80 or 90% go-see-it review. Mm. It's one of them films, and I don't do it often, that I just gave up and walked out.
No. After you paid all your money?
Well, I don't pay to go and see films.
Oh, right. Oh, lucky you. You've got a column, haven't you, in the local paper where you do a... Yeah.
I know what the code is for the back door.
Oh, right. I don't think you should talk about that. Otherwise, you could get done. Remember, we are going out on a myriad of radio stations that could take offence to that.
They don't know what my local cinema is.
No, the one on Holyhead.
Yeah, that one.
All right. Anyway, right. So, it wasn't worth seeing. Fences with Denzel Washington, who's usually very good. You were bored.
Non-stop dialogue, no action. Constant dialogue.
Are you watching? Talk about good things. My friend James Cosmo, this new series on BBC One on Sunday evening, SSGB. The premise is, of course, that the Nazis won the war and we're all living under the jackboot. And Cosmo plays a Metropolitan Police officer, of course, and they're all being run by the Germans now. And, of course, he's a member of the Resistance. I was having lunch yesterday. Some people who said they thought if it had happened, we would probably not have formed resistances. We'd probably just have accepted it and got on with life. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. What do you think?
No, I think everyone wants to fight, I would imagine, in that situation.
Yeah. Anyway, BBC One, 9 o'clock, Sunday evening. I can recommend it.
I haven't seen it. I didn't know it was on.
Well, you know, you should listen to my show more often.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to set it to record.
Well, there are two you've missed, so maybe you should do catch-up.
I don't like catch-up.
Don't you?
No. It gets everywhere.
Right, shall we go back? Facebook put up a couple of stories on Facebook. This one, climate change. Is it just a way of making money out of the gullible?
Yes.
Yeah. So David McMillan said, we need to separate, James, climate change with a localised pollution. I'm happy that my kids have clean air to breathe as opposed to back in the days of coal fires and trucks and buses which spat out oodles of crap in the air. Absolutely. And I agree. I think we live in a cleaner time, even though people go on about particulates and carbon trading, and you know it's okay to pollute if you can pay for it. But on the other hand, you know, mankind probably is going to evolve so that those pollutants don't affect us as much. If reducing our use of fossil fuels cleans up air and water resources, and it turns out climate change is real, I see no harm done. You know, climate change is, well, I've never said climate change is not real. Climate change is there and always has been. But is it just a way of making money out of the gullible to keep on charging us to drive into our own towns and cities, to put up taxes on cars, to, you know? Darren Smith said, my opinion, right or wrong, is that it is. The Earth has gone through many cycles, from ice ages to high climates, and we are foolish to think that we could stop it. I'm not saying be mindful, But ultimately, nature will win and we will shuffle along so the next species can have a go. We are dinosaurs waiting to happen. People love to cash in, though. Darren, I think that's a really good point. I think I agree with that. I think that's a very good point. Our friend Andy Cudworth says, yes, there is plenty of independent evidence that refutes man-made global warming. Climate change is real, but it's not man-made. In fact, temperatures have not risen in over 10 years. As soon as you say it's not man-made, you get called a climate change denier as though you're a Nazi or something. This is how they try to win the argument. I couldn't agree with you more, Andy. Very sensible people on Facebook this week. Or have you only just put the sensible ones in?
No.
All right, okay. I know you give me a little snapshot of what people are thinking. And you know, some people say that if mankind had not, if the Industrial Revolution hadn't happened, that we may have cooled down considerably and we might be heading for the next ice age. Steve Jones, there is clearly climate change and always has been. However, the causes are scientifically speculative. I'm not a denier, simply. I think we're all getting the wool pulled over our eyes in order to screw us over new taxes. It saves them dealing with big banks and offshore corporations. Interesting point. Ivor Williams says the push to blame man-made climate change is an excuse to raise revenue. Have you noticed how all the bigwigs attending these climate change summits always travel to them in their own private jets? And Adrian Mills, I wonder if this is the Adrian Mills who used to do travel shows and used to work with Esther Ranson. Do you think this is the Adrian Mills who says, you should know about hot air, James? If it is the Adrian Mills, who I haven't seen or heard of for years, get in touch, Adrian. And come on the program. Alan Bell said it's a big con with idiots believing it. Some experts are indicating that we will suffer a mini ice age in around 20 years' time due to conditions on the sun, something that naturally happens every few hundred years. I'll do a couple more. Stevie B, it's not about making money. The money does not exist. It's all about keeping us down and controlled, e.g. government in Greek cover means... In Greek, cover means control. Ment means void and mind. Control, body and mind. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Barry Wooding says volcanoes are a bigger problem. That's why it is called the Dark Ages. Somebody needs to do some research. Facts don't help for good hook lines and sunspots. There's a story that no one is interested in, Barry. Good point. Very good point indeed. Normally, if you throw out a question... like climate change is just a way of making money out of the gullible, you get loads of people saying, don't be ridiculous. Of course, we've got to do something about it. We have to save the planet.
There were a few.
Well, why didn't you put them in?
Because they do the usual thing of shoving up graphs and stuff to prove the point. There's no text. Do you know what I mean? It's like, have a look at this. Here's the evidence. You know, they don't really want to put it in their own words. They just want to shove someone else's.
I mean, there are so many graphs, and you can prove so many things with graphs, right? But you can only go back so long. I spoke to a climate scientist a couple of years ago who said that the problem is that this planet's real state of existence is ice and snow. We are quite a cold planet normally, and we are living in a respite between ice ages. And if you go back over the millennia, that's what's happened.
Don't we sort of drift backwards and forwards towards the sun all the time? And that's what causes the planet to get warmer.
Well, there's that as well. I mean, you know, there's no doubt that we do. Different sorts of pollutions now to the sort of pollutions before. But, man, you know, we live here. And when you live somewhere, unless you happen to be a Native American, and they didn't fare very well when the Europeans came in and ruined it. Same with Australia, the Aborigines. Maoris did a lot better in New Zealand, but that's another story. But then again, this could be the evolvement of man, going back to my point at the beginning.
Oh dear, it's not looking good, is it?
Well, I don't know. I've managed to do a whole show, not go on about Brexit or Donald Trump. I think that's quite good, don't you?
That is actually very good, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm tempted to, now I mention it, but I don't think I am.
I'm just going to let the North Koreans sort out Trump.
Well, I tell you what... The first person to let off a nuclear bomb is going to actually condemn all those climate change warriors, and they're going to say, well, you can't do it. Ooh. Can we survive a nuclear war?
We'll have a nuclear war, and they'll just put the taxes up.
Yeah, well, that's a cheery thought, isn't it?
Mm.
If people could only just get along. Then we go back to the beginning. Why didn't we genetically engineer all this angst out of human beings so they all live in a nice, peaceful, harmonious way?
Too much for me to think about. My tooth's hurting now.
Yeah. All right. Shall we do questions for the whale? As we probably near the end of the programme.
Yeah, we can do questions for the whale.
You know, or do you want to do best things since sliced bread?
Or can we squeeze in best things through sliced bread so we can get rid of it off our show notes?
Yeah. Because I asked this a few, I think a couple of months ago. We've never done this. I just thought it was quite interesting. What is the best thing since sliced bread? David Hughes says, the internet and the wheel. Karen's homemade. That famous double act, Whale and Oldfield. Very nice. Kieran Fox, best thing, surely, before sliced bread, having a warm canine at your side. Yeah, I agree with that. Fraser Ramsey, Sinclair Spectrum Computer.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Really? I don't even know what one of those is. Philip Rowlands, after Marmite sarnies, before bread ripped off in chunks. Mike Pearson. Hello, Mike, who's one of the producers of my my television show, Mike Pearson. Best thing, sliced bread, Yorkshire. Howard Taylor, LED, keeping torch alight for more than 5 minutes when you had the old filament bulb and huge inefficient batteries. It was almost impossible. And Dale Stafford said the best thing since sliced bread is eating it, and the best thing before was the recipe to make it. Yeah, that's good.
Logical.
Paul Hullett says, my lovely smartphone, best thing. Richard Wright, muffins he likes. James Harwood, a sharp knife to cut the bread. Ed Taylor, unsliced is much nicer. I agree, by the way, Ed, I don't like sliced bread. The only thing that sliced bread, in my opinion, is good for is a bacon sandwich.
And toast,
yeah. Kay Folwell, hot tea and crumpets. And let's do one more. Christina Farley says, proton pump inhibitors and fire. What?
No
what
idea.
What on earth is that?
The next evolution of something.
Is it?
I have no idea. No clue.
I don't know either. There we are. Okay, fine. So I think we are nearly there. If you would like to know more about the James Whale Radio Show podcast, which you can find here, wherever you found it, every week, and if you want to hear more, go to our website, jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Browse the shop. Look at some of the old television shows. Look at some of the old videos and all kinds of stuff. You can be lost for hours on the website, can't you?
I'll have to upload a few more videos.
I think you should. We should sell a few more books. All right. What else have we got? We got baseball caps and T-shirts, of course. James Whale logoed up for the summer, which is fast approaching. Oh, I hope it's going to be a good summer this year.
I'm sure it will.
I want to lie on the beach.
That's not a good idea.
I want to sit in the back garden.
No, that's okay.
Oh. But not on the beach?
Just not on the beach, no.
Okay. All right. Anyway, nice to have you. And don't forget, if you want to get in touch, and we always love to hear your thoughts on Facebook, or you can email me direct to jameswhaleradio@gmail.com, and we'll include some of the sillier, more ridiculous emails on the programme if we can.
Always happy to receive an email.
As long as Rob doesn't start editing what I see. Right. Yes, you do. Every week we finish with Whale's questions.
Okay.
Because there is no question that I can't answer. Here we go.
Carl Revel.
Carl.
How many beans make five?
4 plus 1. Next.
Okay. Graham Hughes. This is a long one, so bear with me.
Oh, God.
If time is so much more important than a few extra quid to the woman on willbuyanycar.com, there's an advert for you. Why is she wasting her valuable time appearing on said TV advert for a few quid?
Money. By the way, if you'd like to advertise on the James Whale Radio Show here on our website as well, get in touch, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. We will do you a very good deal. As you can see, there are a number of advertisers already with us, and if you would like to be one of them, get in touch.
Was that an advert for an advert?
Yeah.
Okay. Justin Richardson.
Hi, Justin. Come on.
What? Don't rush me, because I make mistakes when I rush.
Oh, dear. It's like pulling teeth. Go on.
Oh, don't say that. I've got to go to the dentist in a minute.
Yeah, well, hurry up, or you're going to be late.
Okay. What is the significance of nodding when agreeing and shaking our heads when disagreeing? It's not a cultural thing. So do you know how the adaptation of these communicative postures came about? Blimey.
Yeah, I do. Because voice needs to be rested occasionally, and there is nothing worse than going, yeah. No. Much easier. Do that.
That doesn't work on the radio, though.
What doesn't? That or that?
The first one and the second one.
I thought they both worked. You know that if I do that, I mean... And if I do that, I mean...
You might have to sort of over-exaggerate it on the radio.
Well, okay. Right, come on. Let's do some more. Come on.
Rob James. Is it possible to be a closet claustrophobic?
Yeah.
I think that's where it starts from, isn't it?
Yeah. The answer to that question is yes. Let's move on. Come on, you're going to be late.
Okay. Roberto Ferdenzi. Why do tourists go to the top of tall buildings,
dear,
and then put money in telescopes so they can see things on the ground in close up?
I have no idea. In fact, I was in London yesterday, and I was looking at tourists, usually Japanese, or I think, and maybe some Chinese now, but just walking around with their phones on selfie sticks, looking at their phones. So they're walking around, and do they ever look at the pictures they take?
I think everyone else in their family does, except them.
Because they miss out on all the things they could see. Whenever I go anywhere, I make a point of hardly ever taking any photographs.
There was that famous case where that man took a selfie stick and himself abroad somewhere and filmed the entire holiday, but he had the camera on the wrong way round, and he filmed... Yeah. Something like the floor or something for his entire...
That'll serve him right, won't it?
Okay.
Anyway, right, I've no idea. People love to go to high points.
Mark Sapsford.
I didn't know the answer to the question I gave it to you. Sorry, go on.
There's an argument in the media at the moment that as to what constitutes a pie. Some say it has to be encased, some say it doesn't matter. What do you think?
I don't think it matters.
Once it's in your belly, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No. Answer to the question. Moving on.
David Gee, what is your most memorable TV moment?
Most memorable TV moment was probably the evening I walked off the show.
Not Jerry...
Not
Jerry Hayes being rescued from a swimming pool.
That was quite funny. Or tipping coffee over Bear's head in Celebrity Big Brother. There are many.
Okay. Damo McCoy to finish.
Yeah.
James, that's you.
That's me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it on a man's shirt the buttonholes are vertical but the collar buttonhole is horizontal?
Do you know, that has been annoying me for so long, and I asked that question to a tailor the other day. He says because people get bored.
It's got nothing to do with the fact that if it's horizontal, it can stretch more when it goes around your neck, giving you a bit more...
I wouldn't have thought so. No. You'd be stupid if you bought a collar that tight. You need to get three good fingers down between your neck and the collar.
I don't wear shirts much.
No, I don't. Except on telly. And I've given up with ties.
Well, you're a no-tie man.
I am, really, yeah.
A man with no ties.
I like scarves.
Yeah, I like scarves.
You know, they look a bit more effeminate, and I like to be in touch with my feminine side, so I wear scarves. That's it. Thank you very much indeed for listening to the James Whale Radio Show. If you would like to be part of it, get in touch with us at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. In the meantime, thank you very much, whether you're listening to us on a radio station, on your smartphone, your laptop, your, what else, tablet?
Your Amazon Echo.
Yeah, whatever it is. In fact, the more diversity of listeners we can get. But we should ask that question on Facebook as well.
What's that?
How do you listen to the radio?
With your ears, I would imagine.
Oh, for goodness sake. With that, thank you very much indeed. Rob, go to the dentist.
Goodbye. I think we're being bugged, you know, because my microphone's been squeaking.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.